You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, September 6th, 2016, week 172 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And I'm Akshay Mathur.
And I'm Brian Lee.
Ooh, and that sorry. Sentence was pretty
and
good.
And Usher doesn't know how a comma works.
I did that last time.
Don't worry about it.
Except last time we stopped the recording and restarted it.
Did you go second and then it's like...
No, he did. He went...
I went third and then...
But Cynthia out of four people.
Okay.
So it's like... And
I'm
Brian
so used
Lee.
To going last. I'm not used
That's
to
what I said.
We yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Like deja vu.
We don't
happened.
Do four people, guys.
Yeah,
I found out there's like a word for like the opposite of deja vu, where
déjà?
it's like
this happened for the first time.
Yeah, it's something that you think happened for the first time, even though you know that there's no way it could have happened for the first time to you, and it's like je vais vu or something like that.
It's a literally interesting.
Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, let's get into it.
Jumanji news. Well, you see that? Well, news I don't have on here, but
Dwayne the Rock
Dwayne Johnson.
Johnson.
You see that concept art or whatever he posted?
Yeah, I don't know why he was so skinny.
Yeah, so they posted some concept art, and he basically looks like Indiana Jones, except he even made fun of it himself. He's like, "Where are my pecs?"
Yeah,
so he's like a really skinny Rock, but it's his face.
It's pretty much they just like put his face on Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that was interesting. I wonder if he like lives in the Jumanji world. I don't know.
He's just like
I'm trying to figure out this
the
movie.
Jumanji world.
I'm very confused. Maybe
they sell khakis in the Jumanji world.
I assume we'll go into the Jumanji world in this.
Probably
at some point because they did that in the cartoon, and they didn't do that at all in the movie.
And I think he just misses that one stupid franchise that he was in.
The Journey too.
Journey.
He's like, I want to journey somewhere.
The
again.
The Journey franchise.
Center yeah. of the Earth.
That
well,
was a sequel.
He was in Journey 2, T-O-O.
Yeah, the first one had Brendan Fraser.
Wait, was
yeah.
it 2-O-O? T-O.
No, yeah, T-O-O makes no sense.
I know it doesn't.
T-W-O?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
But like, the T-O was the one that denoted it was a sequel. It was like Journey 2, the center of the Earth.
It was the number 2.
How did these writers have that?
That's a good question.
Why don't you take their jobs from them?
I'm not a writer. I just critique.
Yeah. That's why... We never wrote that Mr. Miyagi origin movie. I'm so excited to write.
Anyways, the other bit of news in Jumanji was Karen Gillan has been cast as the female lead.
So. Which character do you think she's going to be the love interest of? The Rock, love Jack interest. Black, or Kevin Hart?
Wait, this movie has The Rock, Jack Black, and Kevin Hart in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's Jumanji?
Yes.
Are you going to ask us why Robin Williams isn't in this movie? I'm sure.
Don't do that.
Sad.
Why isn't Kirsten Dunst back? That's my question.
Yeah.
If it's a sequel and all. And are there any children in this movie? Because that's all I know is adults in this movie. And I feel like the first movie...
Do you think kids movies now realize they don't need kids in the movies? Or do you think they
yes.
need kids in the movies?
They don't have to.
I don't think they
should
need,
have kids.
Need kids, but they should. Is this a kid's movie, though?
It depends.
Maybe this is a rated R Jumanji. I don't know.
Do you think they're going to try to fool kids into thinking Kevin Hart is a child?
I do not think that, no.
Like if
you just put proper term is little people. Okay.
If you put
yeah, is he a little person? He's pretty short.
No, he's like 5-something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He's not that much shorter than
just me.
Really?
How tall are you?
5'7".
I think he's like 5'2", though.
Kevin Hart? Nah, he's like 5'4".
Maybe 5'4".
Let's look it up.
I think like
he just always looks short because he plays up on it and then stands next to the Rock all the time.
Yeah, that's what
you're
I'm saying.
Right.
Like if they just put him in every
scene. But I think 5'4 looks a lot shorter than 5'7".
That's true.
How tall is the second option is Kevin Hart. The first one is
5'4".
Will Smith.
Yeah, 5'4".
Oh, winner. What do I get?
Nothing.
Yeah, but the Rock is 6'4".
Yeah, so that's a full foot taller. I mean, that's
but anyone looks tiny.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
Just
even
cradle,
Vin Diesel
crumple me up
looks
in his
tiny next to the Rock.
So Harry Potter and the Cursed Child news. It could come to theaters as soon as 2020.
Theaters as in play theaters?
This is movie news. Uksher.
They're making this a movie?
Listen,
just
let me just...
Well,
it was already in a theater. Like
and
an
the,
it is in theater.
A day or two later, the studio actually denied that this is happening. But
yeah, but they also said that it's... Like, allegedly they're in talks with Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to extend this out to even like a full movie.
They're going
to
do the Hobbit treatment.
The play was really short.
It's literally
short.
They had Lord of the Rings, then they had Harry Potter, and then they're like, our cash cows are gone.
Yeah.
So they got Fantastic Beasts, and then they're like, when that ends, what do we do?
They're going to make more sequels to that.
Yeah, why not just keep doing that? Just do other things in the world.
Expand, is what I would expand do. Into this universe, but don't.
Yeah.
Don't do the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah, get off. It's done. So that's much, the story. It's contained. It's
so
over.
Much stuff you can do. There's
no.
A whole world.
If I was Warner Brothers, I would just hire a bunch of British people to write. And then just whatever they say.
Figure
just
out.
Make anything.
Yeah, but the Harry Potter story's done.
I'm telling you, Nazis and wizards.
This book
it's
is...
all about Nazis and wizards. That's the next movie.
That'd be pretty cool.
Nazis and wizards.
Like the Wizard Holocaust.
Damn.
No, I'm saying like during World War II, like muggles.
What do you call flying
wizards? But like wizards.
Yeah, what do you call flying wizards?
I'm saying I wanted them to get involved with muggle affairs.
Oh, like that one, they could like kind of ground it in reality with that one magician during World War II and he like made like the inflatable tank and stuff.
Yeah, but they're like.
And then he like killed himself afterwards because no one respected him.
Yeah, they'll say based on a true story, but it'll be very loosely based.
Yeah.
And you'll get those people too. Well, I don't know if that's a group of people who are like, oh, I love based on true story stuff.
Like, do you know that there's like a real wizard?
It's like he's using real magic and stuff. Yeah. I know, but it's loosely based.
Yeah. Ghostbusters 2016 news. This is the new Ghostbusters movie with all them ladies.
And this news tells us how they differentiate them.
Yeah, so it'll be released on home video as Ghostbusters Answer the Call. And actually, that's a misrepresentation because technically it was released in theaters as Ghostbusters Answer the Call.
Really?
At the end of the movie, before the credits roll, it said, like, you know how it normally says the title of the movie? It said Ghostbusters Answer the Call.
I missed that.
Because that's how Sony wanted to release it.
Wow, but that didn't happen.
But Paul Feig said, like, just leave the main title at the beginning as Ghostbusters, and you can do whatever you want at the end of the movie.
Oh.
So, we've been hoodwinked. I wanted to go see Ghostbusters
Bamboozled.
In theaters, and I had to go see Ghostbusters Answer the Call.
This was the wrong movie.
Yeah. I hate movies with subtitles.
Yeah. I may have been more angry about that if they had a subtitle.
Is this worse, or is what they did with Edge of Tomorrow?
Live, die, repeat.
Edge of Tomorrow is worse.
That one's way worse.
What extra can you talk into the microphone?
Because you confused people.
Edge of Tomorrow being rebranded as Live, Die, Repeat. Is
worse. Very dumb.
But Live, Die, Repeat is what it's based on. That's like the source material.
It's fine.
I think it's a different title, even. Like, I think that's just what the poster was on the poster.
Oh, isn't it like Wake Up, Die or whatever? Like,
it's something like that.
Die and Wake Up.
No, it's Dies in the title. It's something like that. Wake Up Dead or something like that.
Are they making a Battle of Verdun movie?
A what? What are you talking about?
Is that a rumor ever?
No. A what? What did you just say?
A prequel to Edge of Tomorrow?
Or I have no idea.
I don't think so.
No.
Where did that come from?
I assume they're making like a sequel, but I don't know. I don't think they're making
maybe
a prequel.
Maybe it's just a thought.
I feel like those
in
two people
head.
Are very hard to get.
Yeah.
Like Emily Blunt now is very famous.
Yeah.
More famous. And Tom Cruise has always been famous.
But then Tom Cruise wouldn't be in the prequel, I guess.
It would not make sense if he.
Oh, you never. Wait, what?
He doesn't watch Tom Cruise movies.
Yeah, I hate Tom Cruise. I hate Scientologists.
I thought we watched this movie.
Edge of Tomorrow is a good movie.
Wow,
man.
That's rude.
It's a really good movie.
It's funny because my roommate hates Tom Cruise too. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I can't watch.
It's very understandable.
I don't really like Tom Cruise, but I like his movies. So
his movies are good.
I watched movies. They are good.
Yeah,
but you couldn't cast anyone else in that movie that would be better suited.
Like an Asian person, because it's based off a Japanese story.
Yeah, and like The Last Samurai.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Is that why? Okay.
No, I also
hate
Scientology.
No, that's not why. It's Scientology.
Okay.
He ruined Katie Holmes.
She wasn't in The Dark Knight, man.
That's why he.
That's
ruined
very
her.
Disappointing. I'm not a big fan of Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal sucks
as Rachel.
I think that's like the only thing we all agree on.
Yeah.
That the live universe doesn't agree on.
That's one of the few things that we all. That's like unanimous from this podcast.
Just for us,
very much. So.
But like everyone else disagrees.
Wait, what? What do you mean disagrees?
People like Maggie Gyllenhaal.
What?
We talked about this.
We have talked about this.
If you people like hate Maggie Katie Gyllenhaal, Holmes and like Maggie Gyllenhaal, yeah. Delete us from your Twitter. I don't want.
No,
your...
we need people.
Stop that.
No, that's half our user base.
They all like Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, she's a more acclaimed actress than Katie Holmes.
Think about like Katie Holmes doesn't like do movies anymore, and like
Maggie and she's annoying in general with her side mouth. People don't like Katie Holmes.
I like her side mouth.
Hey, Pacey.
It's no one can see your face.
Oh, yeah. Right, but you can see my face.
No, because you're hiding it behind the filter.
You can't see my face.
I can see it at this angle.
Is it side mouthy? It looks like you had a stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's cute on her.
On her, yes, but people hate it because she doesn't.
I think people are just jealous.
I think so, too.
It's like the same reason I hate.
I can see it, but I like her.
I was going to say someone that you shouldn't say you hate. same reason I hate, like, Tom Cruise. I'm just jealous of not him, I guess.
She does have a weird
But then you like Grease.
Yeah, Grease is great.
With John Travolta.
John Travolta is a great actor.
Who's a Scientologist?
I don't mind him. Michael Pena is also Scientologist. That fat dude from My Name is Earl, also Scientologist. Beck,
see, this ruins people. Also Scientologist. Stop telling me this.
So that's not a good enough reason.
Yeah, so you just hate Tom Cruise.
He just doesn't like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I hate Tom Cruise.
Makes good movies.
I like a lot of his movies.
Anytime
but
someone's
last
name...
if he didn't have the
name,
star power, if it was someone else, then the movie...
Do you think he...
I don't know. In A Few Good Men, I feel like he's really good in that movie.
Was that pre-Scientology?
I don't know.
He's been immersed in Scientology.
I haven't studied Tom Cruise.
You know, it's another stupid religion? Kabbalah. That's like Madonna.
That's like
Ashton
over.
Kutcher.
I thought that like they stopped. Good? I thought that was big like 15
you're alienating,
years ago.
You're alienating more of our fan base.
If you're a
Kabbalah.
If you're a Scientologist and you listen to this podcast, give us money.
We'll sponsor you.
Yeah.
But you can't
totally like do a 180 like Scientology advertisement. I mean, they even buy ads during like the Super Bowl and stuff.
That's
so they have
I've seen advertisements on like regular television. They park a car on the street of my work and it's like there's volcanoes and stuff on the car. It's like wrapped. It's like a Corolla wrapped and there's a volcano on it and it says like the air is toxic. Get your meter read. And then it's like a website and a phone number. I'm tempted to go.
And that's how we lose you forever.
And,
next week. Now you guys, Scientology is... What if the podcast got famous? Like if I would wink, wink and like say I'm a Scientologist. And then we get famous. We get the Netflix show. We get...
That's fine. As long as I don't have to be a Scientologist.
We can lie about it though.
Yeah, but every episode starts with Hail Xenu.
I don't think they do that stuff, though. They don't do that in public.
We don't know what they...
Yeah, we're not allowed to
in
say
public,
that in public.
I know what they do in public.
How many Scientologists have you seen in public?
Like, I'm saying, like, public, like, media, like, TV, like, outlets. Not, like, on the street.
They're not allowed to, or they don't?
Do you guys know
they're
any
probably
Scientologists?
Probably not allowed to, and they don't.
I don't think I know any Scientologists. I don't even think
I know
any Christian
Scientists.
I hope I don't know any Scientologists.
I feel like they would be on the low key.
I feel like they'd be on the low key too.
Yeah, because they're currently going through a Holocaust, you guys. We're being persecuted.
By who?
By the media.
Oh.
And by us. We're no better than Nazis.
We are the media.
This is my 180.
Dark.
I'm gonna go home and wash myself.
Wash yourself? Okay.
I guess they can worship whatever they want. Fine.
Yeah, just don't.
I just don't.
I just don't get it.
Whatever. Okay. Anyway.
Like. Like, people are fans of, like, other books. Like, I don't think there's any people out there who think, like, J.K. Rowling wrote the Bible for them. Right?
What is this?
I'm sure there's like
what?
Like Scientologists, they're just a big fan of that dude's books.
No, but he actually started
but
something.
It's considered
I think
a
if
religion.
J.K. Rowling started like the Harry Potter religion, I think people would follow it. Like,
I would follow it.
If George Lucas was like, oh, they have like Jedi religion or whatever the heck.
No, but people I think they just say that as a joke and then like it turned into a problem in Australia.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm saying if George Lucas started something, he'd get followers. Yep. Like, you're so telling disgusting. Me he wouldn't get, you're telling me he wouldn't get followers?
I think we live in an age of stupidity.
We've always
been
in age of stupidity.
I'm convinced that these are another dark ages. We're within...
Have we ever seen the light? Only Michael's awoke.
I'm aware.
Wake up dead. Like, Tom Cruise, Scientology.
You gotta live, die, repeat, and that's how you know what's going on.
That's about Hinduism.
I've already gone through this day like 5 times. I'm trying to get it right.
That just sounds horrifying. Knowing what you have planned for the day. I'm surprised you just didn't keep killing yourself.
No, you don't. It's slightly different every time. It's pretty crazy. I steer the conversation one way. Like, we didn't talk about this before.
This time, we didn't talk about Scientology.
No, it's weird. I don't even know how it veered off in this direction.
I'm freaking out, you guys. Like that man in the closet. Can't deal with it.
He can't come out today because of Charmander's.
Yeah.
That Charmander's really creepy.
It is, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Like, how dare you speak...
Imagine it came to life. There's like Five Nights at Freddy's.
It would eat us.
That would be amazing if that came to life. The thing's huge.
No, but like
we'd always have like a fire. I mean, it'd be a fire hazard, but
it looks like it's gonna hug us, but it really wants to eat us.
You guys are in this house for like a few hours every once in a while.
Yeah, you have to live with it.
Live in this house. I spend most of my time in this room. Godzilla Resurgence news. It's coming out in the United States October 11th for a week. This is the Japanese-made Godzilla movie that doesn't have Bryan Cranston or Aaron Taylor Johnson or Elizabeth Olsen.
I mean, the first one didn't really have Bryan Cranston.
10 minutes.
That much.
10 minutes.
He had more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
11 minutes.
27 seconds.
So yeah, it's going to be running in U.S. theaters from October 11th to the 18th. So go watch it.
Let's go see it.
Godzilla.
Do you really want to read subtitles during a Godzilla movie?
I mean, I feel
it's mostly action.
Yeah, isn't it mostly Godzilla?
It's just going to be like people screaming Godzilla.
I know that sounds fun to me. Like, it's not a.
You should do that when you go to Japan.
I'm sure they've
Are
never.
Are you going to Japan? Wait.
I'm sure they've never heard that.
Yeah, he's going to Japan when we're in Kamikaze.
Yeah. That's why I'm not going to Kamikaze.
He said that in the text.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That makes sense.
Don't do the Godzilla so thing. I'm sure they hear that.
I was confused why he was like, "Oh, an Usher might go," and I was like, "I'm not going."
I totally forgot about that because I remember him posting something on Snapchat or something about like two credit cards and a Japanese book. Where are you going to Japan for? Where are you going in Japan?
I'm going to Osaka, Tokyo, and trying to make a trip to Hiroshima and around there.
So you can just mock them.
Godzilla. That's so fucked up.
I'm sure they get that all the time. I don't think. That's a unique thing.
Yeah, they're just going to look at you like,
stupid tourist.
You're not going to Tokyo?
I'm going to Tokyo.
He said Tokyo. Okay. He said Osaka, Tokyo.
Osaka, Tokyo, and then around other smaller cities.
San Francisco.
How long are you gone?
You should go to Okinawa, the island where Miyagi is from. And then you can do some research for that origin
for that
story.
That movie we're writing.
That's the whole purpose of this movie.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a write-off, right?
Exactly. If you're paying for it.
Oh, God.
I need to take a little stop off in Okinawa.
I'm going to get a list of things I need you to buy for me from Japan. God.
This is why I didn't tell you I was going. We're going to come back with 3 suitcases of figurines and Pokemon and shit. I don't even know.
No, not Pokemon. Like, probably Zelda stuff. Oh, God. Some fancy headphones.
Bring me back some candy.
I'll bring you back some candy.
I'm not bringing you back denim.
Some shirts.
Michael, I'll bring you a Kobe steak.
Why would you bring it? That's gross. Bring it all the way from Japan? Like,
yes, but it's so good.
Bring me a sushi.
I'll bring you a hero.
Sushi. One.
I'll bring you
sushi.
One hero. Hopefully he dreams of sushi.
What good is that going to do him? They just have an old Japanese man slave who like doesn't even make sushi himself anymore.
I can just imagine.
Let's talk about some TV. Planet of the Apps, Apple's TV show about developing apps. Jessica Alba signed on as a mentor. She's joining Pepper Potts, Will I Am, and Gary Pepper Vaynerchuk. What's her name?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wait, what? What is this?
It's a show like. About it's like a reality TV show that Apple's making about people who develop apps.
How does she know anything about apps?
I have no idea.
Wait, this is like a real show. It's a reality show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if they were characters.
No, they're not characters.
So that's not like a knockoff.
Because I'm like, why are they getting actors if they're...
About what show?
They're not characters.
What's Silicon Valley?
No, this is real life, bro.
That's why I'm confused. Why are you getting actors to talk about?
Real I don't know. They got Will.i.am.
Will.i.am maybe knows about technology.
No, I think he just like Gwyneth buys Paltrow. A lot of like... He spends a lot of money on like stupid technology.
But he's like a producer, right? Or no?
No, but he's like... He like made a phone case a few years ago for the iPhone that was supposed to like be like a crazy camera and stuff. But then it became gigantic and you can't even fit it in your pocket. So people... It was like 12 grand, so no one bought it. And then he like buys a Tesla and he puts like a weird body on it so it doesn't look like a Tesla. And he does weird stuff.
Maybe that's what they want.
Like, in my they opinion, weird stuff none of them...
His name is Will I Am. Come on.
None of these people are like qualified to be mentors. Yeah,
that's why I was confused. I was like, they must
have just qualified has a lot of money. That's
to
why.
be
mentors for app developers. Because okay. Like Gary Vaynerchuk, he's like...
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah. What's their input? I don't get it.
That's what I don't get.
Shouldn't they?
It's just gonna be like, this is really cool, you guys.
I think
I feel like they should be the ones learning, and they should have mentors.
Post this on. It's what it's gonna. It's eventually, it's what it's gonna be.
Well, are they like the money
mentors?
Like as mentors,
I think they're gonna invest money or something.
Are they giving money? Okay.
Yeah, and then they're probably gonna promote it.
Okay. So like mentor, I think mentor is the wrong word.
Yeah, mentor is the wrong word.
It's like
investors almost.
Investor. But that's weird.
Basically, a money.
No, because angel investors, I thought were hands off.
That's true.
These are like hands-on investors.
But are they hands-on?
No, I thought angel investors.
I think they're hands-on. Is like yeah, they're yeah, there yeah. watching them, and they're like, I'd rather them not be here.
They're probably going to choose who they want to promote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stranger Things.
Okay, guys. Idea.
Okay.
We should right. cosplay as a Stranger Things cast.
Who's going to be who?
Uxer's going to be 11. He's going to have to dress up in Japan.
No, Uxer is the other kid who's in
I'm the kid
upside
got,
down.
He's on the upside down. Down.
Oh,
Japan
yeah.
is the
What's
upside
his name?
Down. Will.
Mike?
Will.
Yeah.
Will.
I want to be L.
Will.
Shave my head.
I want to be the Will. Kid with no teeth.
Okay, I want to be the black kid, Lucas.
Racist.
So I got to be the...
Main character.
Regular kid.
Cynthia goes, she can be 11.
Yeah, we just dye her hair blonde.
We just shave her head.
Shave her head. They got like shave head caps, right?
Yeah. Shave head to bald caps.
That's the one. Shave head caps. What's the difference? Shave head caps. You mean those caps don't originally come with full head of hair and you have to shave it down?
It's like condoms? A wig you shave
it's
down.
I thought it was just a wig you shave down. Is that not the case? Oh, man.
So season 2 has officially been teased and they gave up a bunch of episode titles.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mad Max and...
Younger Brother, maybe.
Someone, yeah.
Possibly. I don't know. There were like not 10 of them.
Oh, those are episode titles?
Congratulations, Uxer.
I thought they were like TV
shows. Oh, I didn't know what they were until I read that they were episode titles.
Like, are these shows from the 80s and 90s? That are in?
Did you read the titles for the like season 1?
No.
They're all like based on pop culture and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Bill Nye Saves the World has been announced. It's a new show coming to Netflix next year, and it'll be a talk show style with Bill Nye. They think it's going to be like Bill Nye the Science Guy, but more political because he's
been doing a lot of political shit.
Yeah, he's always on CNN.
Like arguing.
Did you see that thing where he called out CNN for having like a climate change denier as a weatherman?
No, I didn't.
That was awesome. Go look that up on YouTube if you get a chance.
He's the best.
I would assume that'd be a prerequisite for being a weatherman, is you can't be a
climate. Do you believe in weather?
Do you believe in weather?
So yeah, is that the White Rabbit Project? It's I don't know, can only say that again. The White Rabbit Project, the Mythbusters crew, which is everyone minus Adam and Jamie. So it's like Grant Imahara, Tori Belleci, and Carrie Byron. Are getting a new show on Netflix. It comes out December 9th, and it's pretty much them doing weird experiments from the internet. So one of the... I guess they announced it at Dragon Con in Atlanta, and one of them was Tori drinking a wine glass, and Carrie, and they had like shock nodes all over him, and Carrie was controlling the shock as he was trying to drink wine.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff is fun.
Game of Thrones casting news. Jim Broadbent has been cast in a significant role. They haven't revealed the role.
Who is he in Harry Potter?
He's Professor Slughorn.
Ooh.
He's in a bunch of... he was... Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. He was like the dude that owned the house, too. He's a smaller role in that.
Like the uncle?
Yeah, he's like the guy who owns the house. Like, isn't that the uncle? I guess he's the uncle. I don't know who he is. I always forget who that guy is.
No, I'm just talking about the character. Like the character has to be.
Yeah, I don't know how he's related to them. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. But he's, yeah, the guy that owns the house.
Okay.
I forgot his name.
And by proxy, the wardrobe.
Yes, exactly.
And by proxy, really, Narnia. He owns all of it.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. He's like the king of Narnia.
The lion ant.
What's the name of the lion, Uxher?
Iceland.
Okay.
He's Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Our Netflix
Does that
today.
Twitter handle still exist?
No, I deleted it the other day, actually.
Oh. What? Why?
Because like it wasn't active, and they just kept emailing me about stupid stuff, and I was like,
so get this,
this isn't worth it for the joke.
Yes, this joke is. Has lost its time.
Like, no one remembers that joke.
No, they
What?
Don't.
I think about it from time to time.
We remember it. On Netflix today, Crash, The Finest Hours, Hard Target 2, Honey 3, R.L. Stine's Mostly Ghostly One Night in Doom House.
Awesome. Jesus, that's a long title.
That's the title right there.
Come back tomorrow for some WeViewed, Reviewed, and discussion. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.